Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, are you there?
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Miss Worth It Speaks, and we are being joined by Miss Get Up today for our topic on listening spares pain. Hello, hello, everyone. Good morning, Miss Get Up. How are you today?
Good morning, Miss Worth It. I'm thankful to be on the show this morning. Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I think this is going to be quite a topic. I think it's a very good topic with which is what we face today. So many of us, we love to talk, but we don't like to do what? Listen. And so we really don't understand how listening can really impact us or change things for us. So I just want to start with my, you know, both of us giving just a thought on that particular topic about listening. My first comment about that is listening opens the doors for so much. First of all, it allows us to be learners, because if we're always the one talking, then how can we ever really grasp some knowledge and understanding of anything to learn anything? So what is your first comment, Ms. Get Up, about listening?
My first comment is that, as you said, we're quick to speak, but we're slow to listen and quick to be angry about something without listening. So when you listen, if you listen first before you speak, then sometimes you won't even be upset because you have to let the other person finish what they're saying first. So that's my comment.
Yeah, that's really a great one. And you definitely came from a biblical perspective with that. However, that is really a great one because I noticed just even watching television, which is crazy, I am going to use this though, but watching television, you know, they'll have, you know, a man and a woman, you know, having a disagreement, or before the disagreement, the woman walks in on something, but she only gets part of it, and then she just takes off, and then the man is trying to explain the whole thing, but she won't listen, and it's over, and then weeks later, or some other time later, when she has finally sat down and maybe talk to our friends and somebody else knows the perspective, then it's like, oh, my goodness. Now you're all dumbfounded. And if you had only taken the time to listen and receive all of the information, then you would know that it wasn't what you thought it was. It wasn't what it appeared to be. So that is very, very important that if you listen, sometimes you'll miss the aspect of being angry, frustrated, or, you know, going through a process that's not even needed, you know. So one of the things I want to point out as our topic space today, listening spares us pain, and that's what we're talking about. Because if you listen instead of talking, you'll miss the pain of maybe a breakup of a relationship, man to woman, or, you know, a friendship, you know, just taking the time to talk. And so as adults, we talk about this, but we're not setting very good examples to our young people. We tell children that they need to listen. However, do we actually listen to our children talk? Do we actually, you know, we first started off talking about mates, but do we even listen to our children? Do we listen to, you know, both sides of the story? Because, you know, the old people always say there's two sides to every story, your version and the truth. I like to say there's three sides to it, your version, my version, and then the truth, which is God's version. So I think that as adults, we miss that as well, where we should be allowing our young people to speak. And don't get me wrong, I'm not with this new age thing, you know, all children have a voice, whatever. I'm not saying in a disrespectful manner. I just mean having a sit down and having a dialogue with them to see what they have to say. And then that will kind of help us to understand what the youth of today are going through, what they're dealing with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the failure to listen and how it can cause us a great deal of heartache. There's a story in the Bible, in the book of Joshua, and it teaches about how listening is so important, and it can cause us, if we don't listen, how we can cause so much heartache upon ourselves. And a good example of that is found in Joshua 7, 1 through 13. Because after God had gave the Israelites, a major victory, right, in Jericho, Joshua sent a group of soldiers to spy on this small town called Ai or something like that. And then he also, informed them, informed a small force to take over the town. So even though Ai pallied in size, of Jericho, the Israelites were soundly defeated in this serious setback that, caused them so much grief, fear, and it just caused them so much turmoil throughout the Israelite camp. The issue was there were two campaigns. First, God gave Joshua an order to defeat Jericho. And God had promised, that he would give the city into Joshua's hand. And as we know, Christians, God never goes back on his promise. The second thing was God gave Joshua the military strategy in which the victory could be won. And that took place previous chapter in chapter 6. And the victory was God's. He received the full glory for it. So no doubt, God didn't have any doubt that the battle plan for Ai, but Joshua didn't consult God. So he kind of got the big head, so to speak. He didn't ask God. He didn't listen to God. Instead, he sent his spies out. And when they came back with their evidence, with their report, that, that town at Ai was easily to be taken, he began to dispatch, his soldiers, and he didn't consult God. He relied solely on human perspective, human opinion, human decision, and that's where the great heartache came from, the great failure came from, because they lost. And if we as a people have found ourselves in this situation on many occasions because we don't consult God. We think we only go to him to tell him what we need him to do or tell him what we want to happen, but then we don't listen for instructions, for guidance, or any of that. And so with that in mind, we have to really think on, especially as a Christian, are we going to trust God and allow him to guide us, or are we just going to do it our own way? And 99% of the time, we try to do it our own way. As a human, the same thing with your mate. Are you having dialogue with your mate about everything? Or are you making decisions on your own without considering your mate, and then when things fail, you're angry? But did you consult your mate? So when we think about it, if we really took the time to listen, Ms. Get Up, it can stop us from so many heartaches, so many failures, so many, distractions, so many devastations. Starts with first listening. Do you have any comments on that?
Oh, yes, exactly. It does start with first listening. And then also, sometimes we as people, we might say we're listening, however, we're not. Sometimes we're being impatient and just waiting for the other person to finish their point so we can just hurry up and jump in and say what we have to say. So we're really not listening to what the other person has to say at all because we've already made up our mind that whatever they say doesn't matter because my opinion is only right. So we're really not getting the full benefit and taking in what the other person is saying. And that's the issue that we have. You know, I've had that issue as well. Someone wants to say something to me, and I let them talk, but I really haven't heard anything they say. And I just want to jump in and say what I have to say.
Wow. Yeah, that I can agree. You know, it's kind of, I was watching the show last night with my daughter called The Rap Game or something like that, some new show. And there was this lady who, the guy who's over Jermaine Dupri brought in to kind of like coach him on some things with the styles. And this one young girl, the lady was giving her some coaching advice. And, yeah, it was kind of tough knowing, you know, somebody to say your whole outfit looked crazy. But it did. And she was giving you, you're talking about somebody, a 20-year vet in this game, trying to teach you how to sell a record because your photo for the app, for the album has to be the bomb, you know. So she was, the lady was talking, and she kind of started rapping or making motions in the process, you know, not out loud, but, you know, moving her lips. And it was just a major total disrespect, you know. And so when you talk about sometimes you can let people say what they want to say, but deep down inside you're really not listening, or you taking cut in to overtalk them, it's disrespectful. And disrespect can get us nowhere. I mean absolutely nowhere. You know, so it's important that we take a step back. Sometimes we just need to be quiet, completely quiet, so that we can clear our minds of all the things that's just running through our mind on a day-to-day journey, you know, because, man, sometimes we are just, we have 50 million things going through our head within 60 seconds. You know, we're thinking from our business, our money, our bills, our partners, our children, you know, and we just run through this stuff. And so we don't have any space to really listen. And so I think it's important that we take time to just silence ourselves and just hear from God, hear just the quietness of the day, hear what actually needs to take place in our next moment, not even our next week, but our next moment, you know. And so I want to encourage any of our listeners that's listening now, or you'll be listening to this recorded show, to please comment. You can call in at 516-595-8103, or if you're listening to this recordedly, then please make your comments on the thread on social media. But we just want to encourage you that in society today, we really, all of us, I'm not excluded in this. I have to stop and listen as well. I don't have a mate in my life at this time, but I have friends, I have children, I have grandchildren, I have business people that I deal with. And the important aspect of this is that we take the time to hear what others have to say. And most importantly for me in this phase of my life is really just hearing what God is telling me to do today, hearing what he's telling me to do for someone else, hearing what he's guiding me to do so that I can reach my destiny, you know. And we want you to know that, you know, we'll continue. We're going to have these segments a couple of times a week. Please join us talking about different things. Anything you think we should talk about, please give us a call or text us or Facebook us and let us know that, you know, you're interested in a topic, because we really want to put this out here for ears to be able to be free to speak on whatever we want to talk about. Sometimes there's things we want to say, and guess what? We're listening. We want to hear, but we can't get it to 93.3 in New Orleans or 107.5 in Atlanta or whatever. You know, we may not be able to get it to that higher platform, but I want people to understand that wherever you at, that's where it starts. Because we're not, just because we may not be in the media's eye, we're not to be counted out. We're to be counted in. And so we want this dialogue to take place on this level, any level, lower level, higher level, whatever level, so that your voice can be heard and your comments can be addressed, your thoughts. But we have to start with listening. And that's kind of why I started this topic for this year on listening, because I think it's very important that we listen. When we listen and we have the power of Christ living within us, we can learn how to walk in God's truth and his power. When we listen, we can resolve more problems instead of the after fact, going through the hell and the high waters to realize that, oh, we could resolve this if we had just listened. So I want to encourage you to take the time today when you hear this. Start today. I'm going to start listening. When someone else is speaking, let them finish. If you know, you know, sometimes people, especially older people, say, well, I got to get it out before I forget, then keep your little bitty notepad with you and write down what your thought is. And, you know, don't be rude, but just kind of make a little quick jot so you can remember if it takes that. But let other people talk, because sometimes if you let them finish what they're saying, what you were going to ask or what you were assuming or what you were thinking will be answered. It's kind of like in board meetings, right? Let's get up, and, you know, we've been in many meetings,
yes,
especially working together.
Exactly.
If we just wait, the question is going to be answered. that question, you know what I'm saying?
So
any other thoughts you have about listening? Any other perspective?
I was going to say that also when someone is telling you something or talking to you, a lot of the times they're coming from a place that they want to help you and not hurt you. And sometimes we as people are very defensive, and that goes back to the point about jumping in before they finish or just waiting for them to finish so you can just have your rebuttal or say what you want to say. You have to sit and for a moment and say, where is this person coming from? Is this person trying to hurt me, or is this person trying to help me because they love me, because they're my friend or my family member? You know, where are they coming from? And if you think about where the person is coming from and your past dealings with that person, then it'll give you a perspective on, you know, maybe I need to listen to what they're saying, especially if they have wisdom. You know, you see them and how they are living and the things that they practice, and they're trying to tell you something to help you, you might want to listen.
Wow, that was really good, Ms. Get Up. That's true, because sometimes we're just so self-centered. We have attitudes. Nobody can tell us nothing. And you're right. We need to learn to listen, especially to people of wisdom. I know when I was a young girl, I was big about listening. And even now, you know, to my elders, I like to hear what they have to say. And I went through a process which brought me to this topic. I realized, you know, growing up, I have some brothers, crazy, and sometimes they repeat the same thing. Even, you know, even my sisters, as they get older, they didn't forget my parents. They forgot they didn't tell you that. And so they may say it even in the same conversation two or three times. And I know sometimes I used to, you know, try to end the call so I won't have to listen to it, but I laugh. But I found myself, you know, bringing back the same qualities as a young girl to listen to my elders. And, you know, my brothers, you know, sometimes they're talking and they just talk, Jesus, talk. So I've recently relocated to New Orleans for a little while on this journey, and my brother came over and he was just talking, and I was so tickled because I'm just like, you know, this conversation really could have been over a long time ago, but however, I just let him talk. But in the whole process, I learned some things about him. Even though it took a whole lot of repeat conversations, I learned a whole lot about my older brother, and so I was excited about that. I want to talk about, real quick, as we bring the show to an end, 10 principles of listening. But first I want to say effective listening requires concentration and the use of your other senses, not just hearing the words spoken. Like Ms. Get Up stated, we're hearing, but we're not listening. And listening is not the same as hearing. Hearing basically refers to the sounds that you hear, whereas listening requires more than that. It requires focus. Listening means paying attention, not only to the story, but to how it's told, to the use of the language and the voice, and how the other person uses his or her body. So basically, it means being aware of both verbal and nonverbal messages. Your ability to listen, Ms. Getup, effectively depends on the degree to which you perceive and understand these messages. A person asked me not long ago about how did I enjoy the service, and it may have been you, Ms. Getup, I think a couple of weeks ago, and I stated, I stated, I always get something out of the message. I wasn't trying to be cocky. What I was saying is it can be a pastor that, it, you know, he bringing it across in a bad way. I've learned to deeply look into the word and not the man. So I'm listening to what he's saying. I'm watching his, so he may bring it and I'm not comfortable with the way he's bringing it, but the fact that I'm still listening to what he's saying and I can do research on what he's talking about, I still can get something out of the message. So it's important that we learn to listen, not just hear. One of the most basic and powerful ways to connect to another person is to listen. Just listen. Perhaps the most important thing we ever give each other is our attention, and that was by Rachel Riemann. She said the most important thing we can give each other is attention. And we know that a lot of relationships break up because you don't get the attention. Friendships, you know, I got a girlfriend now. I haven't talked to her, and I realized over some years, over about 5-6 years, I'm the one doing all the calling. And she'll be like, oh, I'm so glad I lost your number, and I love her to death. But the thing is, you don't put in no time with me. You don't give me no attention. And I got to give you all the attention. You know, so those relationships can be broken. Let's look at statistics. It states we supposedly spend a lot of time listening. However, adults spend an average of 70% of their time engaged in some type of communication. So we spend a lot of time in communication. Out of the average, 45%, Ms. Getup, is spent listening, compared to 30% is speaking, 16% is reading, and 9% is writing. And that was the statistics in 2001. So effective listening requires concentration and the use of your other senses, as I stated earlier, not just hearing the words spoken. We have to know the difference between listening and hearing, and we have to coherently grab hold to that, because a good listener will listen not only to what is being said, but also to what is left unsaid or only partially said. So when we're a good listener, we know that, you know, Miss Worth, especially when you got a man, we both have been married. I hear you, and now I'm listening because I'm also listening to what you left out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm watching your body language, right? And then we start realizing the inconsistencies between the verbal and the nonverbal messages. So let's take a quick example real quick as we bring this to a close. If someone tells you that they are happy with their life, but through gritted teeth or with tears filling their eyes, you should consider that the verbal and nonverbal messages are in conflict, right?
Exactly.
They really don't mean what they say. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to pay attention to that. So quickly, as we bring this segment to a close on listening can spare you a lot of pain, people, here's 10 principles we want you to take heed to on listening. First one, stop talking. The second one, prepare yourself to listen. Relax. 3, put the speaker at ease. Remove distractions is 4. Focus on what's being said. 5, empathize. Try to understand the other person's point of view. That's a big one. 6, be patient. 7, avoid personal prejudice. 8, listen to the tone. 9, listen for ideas, not just words. And 10, wait and watch for nonverbal communication. Miss Get Up, in 20 seconds, give me some last words.
I just think we should all, as people, just give the other person that time they need to listen and make sure that we are able to receive what they have to say.
Yes. And in closing, I want to invite all of my listeners to go to www.mzworthit.com and purchase my new book, The Darkness of the Aftermath, Transformed to Light. This is a devotional that will help you in listening. It also will bless you, I believe, and I'm sure Ms. Get Up does. She's my manager and an editor. It will bless you on understanding how to deal with any type of loss, because a lot of our loss in relationships come from not listening. So please, www.mzworthit.com, and support us. A percentage of your of the proceeds also go to our organization, the Justice from A to Zaius mentor program, to help young people. This book will bless you in many ways. Thank you, Ms. Get Up, for today, and I look forward to our next show. Everyone, have a wonderful day.